And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word, the everlasting gospel, the truth of God. I pray now that you will visit us with your presence. Send your touch among us. God, stir our hearts to draw nearer to you. Anoint this congregation, their ears to hear, their hearts to receive your word. Anoint us to preach it. May the will of God be accomplished. In the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. The Bible said in the 42nd verse, Luke chapter 23, verse 42, this is one of the thieves. He said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." I'm preaching tonight, if the Lord will help me and you'll pray for me. I'm preaching tonight on through a thief's eyes. Through a thief's eyes. I want us to look at Jesus tonight through the eyes of this one particular thief. Tonight we'll not look through the eyes of the Sanhedrin, for the Sanhedrin, through envious eyes, saw him only as a deceiver. Not through the eyes of the Roman soldiers. I have taken that aspect of the cross and preached it before. But not tonight. They, through military eyes, saw him as just another victim. Not through the eyes of Pilate, for the eyes of Pilate saw only an innocent man. Not through the eyes of even his disciples, for even they believed his kingdom had now shrunk to the narrow dimensions of a grave. No. But through a thief's eyes would I have you see Jesus tonight in this service. Hallelujah. Through the eyes of a common felon. Through the eyes of the thief. Oh, what realities he saw. Even more than the disciples. Even more than Pilate. Even more than the soldier. Oh, how the thief saw from the cross when he looked at the Son of God. Amen. Why through the thief's eyes? For to him, this dying thief, was it given to enter into the unseen world hand in hand with him who has the keys of hell and of death. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to preach tonight about looking through the thief's eyes. Hallelujah. Why through a thief's eyes? Because in that hour when friend and acquaintance are put far away from the dying Redeemer, in that hour when even the familiar friend had lifted up his hand against him, amen, the thief saw Jesus not as the head-wagging crowd, not as that howling mob when it cried, "Save thyself and come down from the cross." No, I want us to look through the eyes of the thief. You see, the mob saw Jesus as the author of a false religion. But the thief saw Jesus as the exemplar of true religion. Hallelujah. The mob saw Jesus as the author of something that was not so. They didn't think he was who he said he was. They didn't believe he was really the Son of God, did they? Amen. Why? Why were they so vile? Why were they so furious, so angry? And I wish I could think of a word here that describes what was it that got them so upset about this man who did nothing but good. I'll tell you what, Jesus condemned their creeds which lacked devotion. Jesus scorched with burning words their self-righteousness. He did. He hurled thunderbolts, verbal thunderbolts at their street corner prayers that were made only for pretense. Amen. And they just were praying for men to see and for men to hear. And Jesus condemned them. He even called them hypocrites. Didn't he do it? Amen. Oh, glory to God. He called them hypocrites who shut the kingdom of heaven against men. He blasted their hell-pleasing proselyting. Didn't he do it? Their gnat straining, their camel swallowing, blind guidance. And Jesus condemned them for all of it. Amen. And they hated him. He tore their mask away. Amen. And so they called him a deceiver. They called him a glutton. They called him a winebibber. And they even went so far as to call him a devil and Beelzebub, the prince of devils. Amen. They said, oh, listen, you know what they didn't like about Jesus? They said his religion was too all inconclusive. It took in too many people of the wrong kind. You don't hear me preach to you tonight, do you? Amen. You'll have to overlook me tonight. I'm looking at this more than just prayer service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've decided that every time I come to the house of God, I want to meet with God. I want His touch. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been in revival. It's been a while since I've been in successive night after night like I have lately. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, that they said He includes too many people. Amen. Oh, that His religion defiles itself with unchaste association, numbering outcast women among its multitudes. Hallelujah. Amen. He ate with publicans. He was the guest of sinners. Amen. He raked the gutter for His saints. My God. Amen. He was just a carpenter's son, preposterously claiming to be the Son of God. That's what they said about Him. Amen. He chose illiterate fishermen and despised tax collectors to preach His religion, and it made them mad. But the thief on the cross looked at Jesus, and in those 6 hours of time that he had to examine the Son of God, amen, he saw Jesus as the exemplar of the only religion that offers redemption and salvation to all men. All men. I tell you, it is all inclusive. Whosoever will, let him come and take the waters of life freely. I tell you, if we're not very careful, we'll shut the doors on certain. But I tell you, it's for whosoever will. Amen. You see, when this thief looked at Jesus on a cross, he saw Jesus as the good shepherd giving his life for the sheep. Can somebody say amen tonight? Hallelujah. He saw Jesus as the great physician, amen, to heal the diseases of not only body but also the soul. He saw Jesus as the Lamb of God giving his life as a ransom for many. He saw Jesus as one who proved that God's unfathomable love is greater than man. Man's sin and man's folly, and it doesn't matter how deep you've gone. It doesn't matter how far. Hey, wait, we've got people that can witness that tonight. We've got people can testify tonight that have sunk so deep and so far down in sin. Hey, I'll tell you, can anybody say amen tonight? It doesn't matter how far you've gone, how low you've went. Amen. He can restore. He can save. Hallelujah. Amen. And though the thief saw late, at least he saw. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, hanging on a cross, his was one voice which called Jesus Redeemer when all had forsaken him and fled. Hallelujah. His was the voice with which one cry of faith in that hour of infinite denial and rejection, he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Hallelujah. I would to God, amen, that every place I go to preach, that those who know not Christ would see him as a thief saw him that day on Golgotha's hill and brow, that dark, dreaded day on Calvary when Jesus died. Oh, that we could see through a thief's eyes. I said, oh, that we could see through a thief's eyes. Would to God, amen, that everyone that stand before the pits of the black abyss of hell, amen, could look through the eyes of a thief, amen, and cry like he did, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Hallelujah. You see, the mob saw Jesus as helpless. Jesus was seen through the eyes of this thief as the helper of the helpless. The mob felt that Jesus was helpless on the cross. They thought nails held him to the cross. We know better, don't we? We know it wasn't nails, it was sin. We know it wasn't nails, it was the love of God that held Jesus on the cross. I wish I could get some help preaching here tonight, amen. I'm telling you, amen, that this thief, look beyond what the mob saw. The mob said, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. They saw Jesus as helpless. You see, the Bible said, listen to what it said in Mark chapter 15, verses 31 and 32. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and the elders, said, he saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel. What do you mean if? There's no if about this. I mean, he had proved time and time and time again he was who he said he was. But they said, if thou be the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross and we will believe him. No, they would not. The rich man that died and went to hell said, send a message, warn my five brothers. And Jesus said, they won't believe if they hear not Moses and the prophets, they'll not believe the one rose from the dead. Amen. Come down from the cross and we will believe you. No, they wouldn't. He trusted in God, they said. Let him deliver him now if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. Listen, they knew he was suffering, but they thought he was unable to lift the crown of thorns, amen, from his punctured brow. They knew, amen, that they saw the wood and the nails that hung him to that wood, and they saw that it caused awful pain, amen, that they didn't know it was love, divine love, that held him to the cross. But the thief saw Jesus as the helper of the helpless. They thought he was helpless. But the thief saw him as the helper of the helpless, a very present help in time of trouble. This dying thief, looked upon by these crucifiers as merely dying vermin, looked upon him despicably. But in spite of it, there was a thief. As all of a sudden, the sun went into hiding and it became black, and the earth began to shake, quake, and tremble, and rocks burst in pieces, and the veil of the temple began to rent from top to bottom. This thief said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Oh, that every despondent soul, every homeless prodigal, would see through the eyes of a thief tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. You're mighty quiet. Well, I'm preaching to you through a thief's eyes. Hallelujah. The mob saw Jesus as only a mock king, but the thief saw Jesus as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Amen. The hissing mob said, "We have no king but Caesar." Amen. Oh, yes. They said, "Oh, he makes himself the Son of God. Oh, he says he's the King of Israel." Is that so? Is that right? Well, if he's a king, then a crown he must have. And so they put a crown of thorns upon his brow. Amen. A king? Then we must give testimony of our allegiance. So they spit in his face. A king? Then let's raise our hands and reach out to him. So they smote him on the face. And that what didn't satisfy them, so they just reached up and plucked the hair from his face. Didn't they do it? Amen. A king? Oh, we must put some regal robes on him then. I mean, if he's a king, he needs the best. So they put a purple robe on him. A king? Then he ought to have a scepter, shouldn't he? Doesn't kings have scepters? So they put a reed in his hand. A king? Then let's make a proclamation. And mockingly they bowed on their knee and said, "Hail, King of the Jews," in mockery. Amen. A king? Then he needs a royal procession, doesn't he? So they followed him up the brow of the hill to be crucified. My God. Amen. A king? Then he needs a throne. So they gave him a cross for a throne. Amen. But I tell you, the thief, amen, saw Jesus as Lord, who is king forever. Can somebody say amen? King of kings and King of glory, everlasting king. Hallelujah. And the dying thief cried, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Hallelujah. Remember me. Lord, remember me. Lord, he said, Lord. It means one possessing supreme power and authority. And on the day that Jesus died, there was only one. Only one who called him Lord. Hallelujah. I wish I could preach to you through a thief's eyes. I said on this dark, dreaded day of Calvary, amen, when his disciples had forsaken him and fled, amen, and nobody believed any more, amen, Cleopas and his friend walked away saddened and heavy-hearted, but there was a thief that said, "Lord," hallelujah, amen. Oh, yes, the disciples believing, as I said in the beginning, that is, his kingdom had shrunk to the narrow dimensions of a grave, yet a thief says, "Lord." You see, Peter called him Lord after he had witnessed the great miracle of the draught of fishes. And Thomas called him Lord when he saw the prints of the nails in his hands and in his side. And Paul called him Lord after he'd seen a glorious vision, amen, out of heaven, brighter than the brightness of the noonday sun. Amen. But only one, this dying thief, called him Lord when he was on a cross. I said, when he was on a cross, there was somebody that saw him as Lord of all. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. How many believes he's Lord tonight? Why don't you raise your hands and praise him and glorify him tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. They have forsaken him and fled. They have doubted, denied, and betrayed. Hallelujah. Woo! But the thief recognized the king, though he had no throne but a cross, and though he had no crown but thorns, and though he had no scepter but nails in his hands, and though he had no wardrobe but shameful nakedness. Amen. Oh! You know, it was St. Augustine who said, Jesus was rejected by the Jews who saw him raising the dead, but he was not rejected by the thief who saw him hanging on a cross. Hallelujah. Amen. The thief saw the kingdom from the cross. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. May men see through the eyes of a thief tonight as they sing, "All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown Him Lord of all." Hallelujah. I said He's Lord. He was Lord on a cross. Amen. He was Lord in a tomb that was borrowed. Hallelujah. But He wasn't in that tomb. Just an old body was there that had been prepared for Him. But He was at the heart of the earth, taking the keys of hell and death, defeating the devil on His own territory. And the thief saw it. I said the thief saw it. Hallelujah. Amen. The mob saw Jesus as a sinner. The thief saw Him as a Savior. Hallelujah. The mob cried and said, "He's guilty of perverting the nation. He makes Himself the Son of God." These were all accusations against Him. But that thief, stretched out just like Jesus, with nothing behind him but the ashes of a wasted life, and nothing ahead but the fires of an eternal hell, with nothing behind but the folly of a fruitful life, and nothing ahead but the horrors of a sinner's death, with nothing behind but blight, nothing ahead but night, nothing behind but error, nothing before and ahead but terror, nothing behind but gloom, nothing ahead but doom. Yet this thief, seeing Jesus as Savior, cried out from the darkness and said, "Lord, remember me." And I declare unto you that Jesus, able and willing and mighty to save, reaches out to the rescue of this dying thief and says, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Today. Lord, remember me. How mighty is Jesus to save? He can save to the uttermost them that come unto God by Him. I mean to the uttermost. What do you think the apostle is saying there? Able to save to the uttermost. Doesn't matter how deep, doesn't matter how far, for who can comprehend the height, the depth, the amen. Oh, the breadth and the length of that eternal love of God that passeth knowledge and that passeth understanding. Hallelujah. Oh my. Mighty to save. How mighty to save. I'll tell you how mighty to save. Amen. That somebody, a tall, gangly young man at a rock concert, and the leader of the group of Van Halen steps up and says, "Not even Jesus Christ can save your soul," at a Van Halen concert, and Jim Gillis got saved right then and there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How mighty is He to save? So mighty. Amen. That the church that I just closed revival at, amen, their pastor that died about a year and almost 2 years ago, that had been their pastor, Brother Benny Grizzle, for years and for years and for years, one night in a bar, he got under conviction, went into the bathroom, fell on his face, and cried to God to have mercy. His brother wondered what was wrong, went into the bathroom, said, "Benny, what's wrong with you?" He said, "The Lord just saved me." He said, "He can't save you here." He said, "He just did. Mighty to save. Mighty to save. So mighty to save that in an ICU ward, amen, several years ago, me and the pastor stood by the bedside of a man dying, hemorrhaging to death. Cirrhosis of the liver had eaten him up. Amen. He had mocked us 8 months before and said, there is no God. There is no Jesus Christ. There is no Holy Ghost. I will not go to church. And if I do, it won't be to one of your holy roller churches. But he came out of the coma long enough to ask for that pastor and me by name. And as we walked in, they said, he's unconscious. He's in a coma. But as we walked around beside the bed, we had to wait. The curtain was drawn. They were working with him. But as they stepped out and said, you can go in now, but he's unconscious. And we stood beside the bed. And I looked down at that man with tubes in both nostrils, with tube in his throat, IVs in both arms, leaving this world. And those eyes came open. And he came out of the coma. And we said, we're going to pray. Will you pray? And he nodded his head. Yeah, he could not speak for the tubes. And we said, Lord, save him. And when I got through praying and opened my eyes and looked down, I saw tears dropping off of both cheeks. Amen. That man who said there is no God wouldn't go to your church, but he called us. And the pastor said, do you feel like the Lord saved you? And he nodded his head, yes. My God, mighty to save. We said, we'll be praying. Walked out. He went back into a coma and died. Oh, but on a cross, with the earth shaking and quaking, and rocks bursting in pieces. Amen. And a soldier crying, surely, this was a son of God. A thief said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Raise your hands and praise the Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, we can do better than that. Stand to your feet and praise him. Stand to your feet and praise him. Hallelujah. Praise. Come around, let's pray. Let's give thanks, obeisance and worship. Amen. To the King, even a King on the cross, even Lord in his dying hour. Let's pray.